This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 3 to 5%, that's how slim the profit margins are for restaurants these days. But of the little growth the industry has seen, much of that has been in what's known as off-premises sales. That's food going from their door to yours, as will happen at so many American homes this Thanksgiving. From Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Duban reports.
It's lunch hour here at this Chili's in Birmingham. Orders are coming up on a screen in the kitchen for Santa Fe chicken quesadillas and Southwestern BLTs. And at hundreds of other Chili's across the country, orders are flowing in that'll soon be headed out the door. The restaurant chain is rolling out delivery service in certain locations. This makes sense, according to Hudson Reilly with the National Restaurant Association.
When one looks at all restaurant industry traffic today, 3/4 of that traffic is off-premises.
He says things like takeout and delivery are growing, mostly because consumers have more money to spend on meals, and they're busy.
So there really is a confluence of events in that consumers have a heightened demand for convenience.
The drive-through just doesn't cut it anymore. Look at Burger King. It's now expanding delivery service. Company officials told me smartphones have completely changed the notion of having it their way. Burger King has a $10 minimum for delivery. Chili's minimum, $150. That's because people usually skip soft drinks and alcohol with delivery. Those are high profit items. Edith Ann Ramey is VP of brand marketing for Chili's.
It's the alcohol we miss, but again, we're making it up because these orders are much larger than even the $150 minimum, so it still becomes a nice sales check.
Still, so many things can go wrong. Todd Berrios teaches hospitality management at Stephen F. Austin State University. For one thing, he says delivery drivers need more insurance. And then there's the food quality.
You may drive 20 minutes before you get to the house, and that food's just been sitting for 20 minutes. You know, the freshness and heat may not be there as it is if you were to go to that place in a sit-down environment.
And he says all it takes is one bad experience with a restaurant, and customers can be turned off for good. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.